Hey, I'm Chantel, and you're listening to The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore, a podcast about releasing our story, being proud of ourselves, and traveling our journeys well to the glory of God. This is episode 3. We're wrapping up Nehemiah 1 through 6 by diving into what I learned while reading these chapters. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. Let's get started. Okay, so we're going to start with a scripture, then I'll share what I learned. Ephesians 1, 20 through 21 tell us that after raising Christ from the dead, God seated Christ at God's right hand in heaven, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. So there are two parts I want to explore with that scripture. The first is about being seated. Remember, God seated Christ. The second learning we'll explore is far above. God seated Christ at God's right hand in heaven, far above. Okay, so let's start with learning number one, remain seated. So we know that Christ is seated in heavenly realms with God, according to Ephesians 1, 20 through 21. The Bible also tells us in Ephesians 2, 6 through 7, that God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Christ in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages, God might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed through his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So did you notice that we are seated in heavenly realms too? God, in his infinite mercy, kindness, and wisdom, is sharing with us Christ's triumph over wickedness and evil. This means when we encounter enemies and challenges, we are encountering them from a place of triumph. You're fighting a battle God has already won. Most times, if you remain seated, the fight is far easier. What does it mean to remain seated? It means that when challenges and enemies arise, we should fall to our knees, throw our hands in the air, and ask God, how does he desire us to manage the situation? Then we follow the instructions God gives us. Nehemiah did exactly this. Throughout the book of Nehemiah, he wasn't praying just to be praying. He was seeking God about how to move forward. He sought God for direction. Listen, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9, Nehemiah stopped to pray when he heard about the rumors of war. And guess what, y'all? The war never manifested. Nehemiah engaged his enemies from his spiritual place of triumph. Okay, so let's talk about number two. The second thing I learned is that if we remain seated, we will be far above, and thereby enemies cannot touch us. Did you notice in Nehemiah chapters 1 through 6, throughout the rebuilding of the wall, Nehemiah remained untouchable? Listen, the enemy's plans could not grow wings. These enemies planned and they planned and they planned. As a matter of fact, they were wasting their time trying to stop Nehemiah. You see, God didn't kill Nehemiah's enemies. They weren't sent to a different state, country, or job. God simply made Nehemiah untouchable. He literally kept him far above. Psalms 23 and 4 talks about walking through the valley of the shadow of death and not being afraid. Then Psalm 23 and 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." You are literally being anointed in the presence of your enemies. You are feasting in the presence of your enemies. This means that you are growing in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies can't touch you. Why? God is present. See, even in Psalm 23, the writer David was untouchable. That's what happened to Nehemiah. Who made Nehemiah and David untouchable? God did. And he desires to do the same for you. So the next time you're facing an enemy or a challenge, remain seated far above. Don't go down to your enemy's level. Don't engage in arguments or evil tactics with your enemy. When you ignore your enemies, you render them powerless. You weaken them. You empower or strengthen them when you give them attention. So the two things I learned are, number one, remain seated. You are engaging enemies and challenges from a place of triumph, according to Ephesians 1, 20 through 21, and Ephesians 2, 6 through 7. If you remain seated, which is number two, far above, God will make you untouchable. Thank you for listening to The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore. In episode 4, we're talking about God's 360-degree coverage of our journeys. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore. I'll see you all next week.